Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on keeping good company, person taking the du'as of the pious and visiting those places that are mubarak, those that are blessed places. Now under this company, we were speaking about a person of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ar-Rajulu ala deeni khalili, that a person is on the way, on the creed, on the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُهُمْ مِي يُخَالِلْ, that each person should carefully consider who you befriend. Who a person befriends, he should carefully consider. So this is something that we are taught that is very, very important. Then we spoke about the qualities that a person should have, that we choose as our friends. Another thing that in today's time and age, we found that in the older kitabs, the older scholars, the older ulama, didn't speak about it because it was not prevalent at that time. But there's another form of companionship. One is a physical companionship, and one is a social media companionship. For example, a person is on a certain group, and now on that group there are so many other people that are there. Person should be very, very careful. If he's on a group, then who is his satis, who is his companions? Very easy he can be influenced with the thought processes, with the ideas, with the thinking of the people that he's on with a group. Therefore, ideally we should not be on any groups. If we have to, for some very important reason, then make sure that there are people there that we are sure. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُهُمْ مَيْ يُخَالِلْ, then be very, very careful who you choose as your company. Ideas can stray, ideas can go through. Sometimes we don't even realize it is affecting our iman, it's affecting our thinking, and we're thinking nothing about it. And thinking it's normal. Sometimes there may be videos, sometimes pictures, and we're thinking that it's okay to watch these videos, okay to watch pictures. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the worst punishment, إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ, that the person that will be given the most severest azab on the day of Qiyamah are those that make pictures. Those that are picture makers, those that are taking videos, those that are taking photographs, those that are drawing, those that are sculpturing, all these fall under the hukam of the sphere of picture making. So therefore we have to be very careful. We are looking at it, we are thinking it's okay, but we have to be very careful. We mentioned that incident, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, he says that, I think there's a murat near that person that was passing away. Therefore, he was so restless. And when that murat was removed, then that person had an easy murat. It just shows us that these things are not small things. We've got to take it very serious. So be very careful that which circles we are moving, even as far as our company on the cell phone is concerned, as far as our company are looking and reading our literature is concerned, whatever we are reading, etc., whose physical company we're keeping, we should be very, very careful. If we don't need to be on any group, we should just delete, come out. It will save ourselves the stress. It will save ourselves the problem. Plus, we won't get any stray thoughts and stray ideas that will be affecting our iman and our thinking, especially in this time and age. Today's hadith, عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن أعرابيا قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متى الساعة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أعتدت لها قال حب الله ورسوله قال أنت مع من أحببت متفق عليه وفي رواية ما أعتدت لها من كثير صوم ولا صلاة ولا صدقة ولكني أحب الله ورسوله. The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that a Bedouin had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Matasa'a, that when is the final hour? In other words, when is Qiyamah? That was his question. Matasa'a. Bedouin came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the final hour? When is it Qiyamah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look what a beautiful answer he had given. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that asked him, ma a'tadta laha, that what have you prepared for it? You're asking me that when is Qiyamah, what have you prepared? In other words, this should be your overriding concern, is what preparations have I made for that moment? Not when it's going to come, but rather what preparations am I making? This is what it should be our concern. Sometimes we get carried away, we're looking at this sign and that sign and this. That is there in its place, but the more important thing is our preparation for that moment to come. Remember a person when he passes away, that is his Qiyamah. His Qiyamah actually starts when he passes away. So not that he waits for the final hour, but his time, his coming, what preparations has he made. So this was a question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look what another beautiful answer he had given to the question of Rasulullah. First his question was such a nice question. He was concerned about Qiyamah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him that what should be the bigger concern And now he replies to this question of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what have you prepared for it? He replied that I have the preparation, in other words, the preparation that I have got is love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is my preparation. I've got love for Allah ta'ala and I've got love for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, you shall be with those whom you love. And if you love Allah ta'ala and you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in akhirat, you will be with the company and the companionship of Allah ta'ala. You'll enjoy the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in akhirat. Why you had love for them in this dunya? So this love is not a small thing. Wasn't having love for Allah ta'ala, having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very great thing. And the way to express that love for Allah ta'ala and to express the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to obey every command of Allah and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very closely. That is the way to express that love for Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another narration of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, the words are slightly different, that he replies that I have not prepared for it with many fasts, salah, prayers or charity. However, in other words, I haven't done much. I haven't done many salah. I haven't done many. Nabi alayhi salam, what have you prepared for it? For the final hour you're asking about it. So he replies that I haven't done much as far as fasting is concerned, as far as my salah, my prayer is concerned, or my charity. However, I have love for Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all. I got intense love for Allah ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you will be with those that you love. Anyway, ulama explained is that this was the tawazu, this was the humility of the sahabi. It was his humility by saying that I haven't done much salah, I haven't done much charity. Otherwise, we got no reason to believe that he was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would have had plenty salah, inshallah. He would have had a lot of charity. He would have done a lot of good deeds. But it was his humility. He's telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I don't do a lot of salah. I didn't do much charity. I didn't do much. In other words, he's considering his actions very insignificant, something that we should also do. We should consider our actions very, very insignificant. If a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can consider his actions insignificant, how much more should we be considering our actions insignificant? Therefore, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I haven't done much. Otherwise, the person will think that I don't need to do anything. I just need to have for love for Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not like that. But the expression of this love for Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come in the salah, will come in the charity, will come in fasting. This is all an expression of that real love that he has for Allah ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.